Go.
Mr. Greg.
It's a Dayton.
Who do we have today?
Oh, we've got Robin Sharma, international best-selling author. In fact, he may be the number one living author in the world.
Ooh, let's lather that up.
Yes, let's. And we're going to be talking about heart set, mindset, health set, and soul set.
Ooh, lather it up and rinse it off. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Squeaky clean.
Buckle up. It's the Insurance Dudes Podcast.
Well, so you have an interesting story. I did read up about you a little bit, Robin. So you started in your career young as an attorney, a litigation attorney?
Yes.
And so I guess that was an easy choice to get out of that.
Or was it? You know, I think one of the greatest crimes a human being commit is the crime of self-betrayal. A lot of the 5 a.m. club is, how do you take back your power? How do you reclaim your potential? How do you reconnect with your authenticity? How do you find that freedom and that we're all looking for? And I became a lawyer for a lot of wrong reasons, I can look back and say now. I listened to the voices of the people around me who defined success on their terms and on society's terms, but I'd wake up every morning as a litigation lawyer and I was quote unquote successful according to the metrics of the world, but I felt like a failure myself. So what I did was I went on a pretty profound odyssey. I started studying the great women and men of the world through their biographies and autobiographies. I found a number of great mentors. I started searching for what makes truly world class and what makes a soaring human life. And with what I learned, I made some profound changes in my mindset and heart set, health set, and soul set. I left the law. I self-published a little book called Mega Living in a 24-hour coffee shop. My first seminar was 23 people. 21 of those people were my family members, but that sort of launched my journey into the field of leadership, elite performance, and personal mastery.
That is awesome. And in that journey, that odyssey, as you call it, how important were the roles of mentors?
I think incredibly important. Mm-hmm. But I would even say, don't give away your power to mentors. I think the journey to world class in many ways is trusting your own mentorship. There's a line in the 5 a.m. club that says, instinct is more powerful than intellect.
Yeah.
And our society cherishes the intellect. Our society cherishes the brain. And that's why in the 5 a.m. club, it's not just mindset, because that's just your intellect, but symphonies and the great art, the great families, the great movements were not created or caused by mindset alone. It was heart set. And so what I'm suggesting is I left the law. It made no sense intellectually. Right. But I left the law because I had no choice but to follow the silent whispers of my heart or my instinct or my intuition. You know, George Bernard Shaw has an awesome quote, and he said, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in adapting the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. And I think all of us, your many listeners and viewers included, I think we need to be a lot more unreasonable with how we live out our lives if we want to live our greatest lives.
Yeah, those outside influences and those voices, they'll constantly be telling you that you can't do it this way, or you have to stay the course. And it's just, it's amazing how when we listen instead of to our heart, but to those others, it can really put us where we don't need to be.
I think
there's a model I teach called the genius betrayal continuum. And basically it speaks to the fact when we're little kids, we are intimate with our authenticity. When we are little kids, we are we believe we want to be astronauts and firefighters and insurance, you know, professionals. We want to be teachers, poets. And then what happens is there's these forces, and I call them PENUM. That's the acronym. PENUM, that starts to brainwash us, and we go through this hypnosis away from our primal genius. And PENUM, just to add value to your followers, PENUM is parents, environment, nation, associations, and media. Now, we don't have time to go granular on that, but those are the five influences that start to give us this hypnosis and this messaging that we must contract and keep ourselves small and not be loving and not be brave and not be authentic and not have these wild dreams that change the world. And if we're getting these messages all our childhood, all our teenage years, through our 20s, from the media and our nation and our associations and our parents, etc., we'll get to a point where we're 25, 35, 55, 85, where we are a bunch of sheeple following the flock versus leadership, which is having the authenticity and bravery to do our own life. And a lot of the 5AM Club, and I know we're going to get into it, but the reason why I spent 4 years writing the book, handcrafting every line, you know, putting in some of my best models that I've taught to the billionaires, not only on creativity and productivity, but how do you live a happy life, a soulful life, because I think success without soulfulness is a very empty victory. But I wrote this book because I think so many people have, you know, maybe a lot of your people, they've got large businesses, they're serving their people, they've got great clients, they're probably pillars of their community, and yet they're waking up like I woke up, with an empty heart going, is this it? I've got money. I've got the two Mercedes. And I think those things are important, but not at the cost of living by your values, knowing yourself, being joyful, and finding freedom. I think ultimately we don't want more Mercedes or social likes. We really want a heart full of joy and a life full of freedom, if that makes sense to you two gentlemen.
Totally. And yeah. And what is success, right? Everybody says success is this, to your point, the reasonable success. Reasonably, people tell you that this is successful, but you don't feel it. So is that success? Heck no. Like, to your point, you know, you found, you had what everyone said was success, and it did not feel like it. So you had to go on your own journey to find success for yourself.
Yeah, completely, Jason. I've spent over two decades coaching billionaires, CEOs. I've worked with Starbucks, leadership teams of Starbucks, Nike, Microsoft, GE, NASA. And I only mention those to say I've met a lot of ultra-rich people who are the poorest people I've ever met because they have to drink 12 bottles of beer on the way home to medicate themselves so they can hang out with the family they're disconnected with. They live in a mansion, but they're all alone. They have the yachts and the planes, but they don't feel they're contributing, or they feel there's a lot of pressure on them. They're in lawsuits. There's so much complexity. And so, you know, I really think that's why this concept I'm introducing in the 5AM Club of mindset is profound. You see, just to give some context, you know, the 5AM Club is really a manifesto for mastery. A lot of people, it's currently one of the best-selling books on the planet because a lot of people are finding it incredibly valuable to increase their productivity in this age of dramatic distraction. I was looking on Amazon yesterday. I think it's number 4 under time management. But it's a lot more than just a book on the morning routine of the billionaires. And one of the models I teach, I don't know if I can show it to you, but one of the models is called the Four Interior Empires. Now, I know a lot of your followers, your fan base, they're obviously in the insurance industry. And I think, you know, as you were saying before we started speaking, I hope you don't mind if I share it, but, you know, I think it is mission critical. Your people are serving other people, but often we all suffer from martyr syndrome. And I'm sure you guys do, I sure do, which is you want to give, give, give. Well, what's the point if your own well is dry? How can you serve if you're empty? So one of the models of the book that is transforming the lives of the readers is this, the Four Interior Empires. And what it speaks to is, I believe there's four interior empires I would encourage your followers or your people to really think about, because this is the DNA of all exterior empires of creativity, productivity, prosperity, and service to humanity. So the four interior empires are mindset. But, you know, you guys have heard this, like so many people are on Instagram or everywhere. Everything is mindset. Dial in your mindset. Be a positive thinker. But if that was the case, then the positive thinkers would rule the world. Like you said, Jason, well, we intellectually get it. We're successful, but we don't feel it. So what's the point? So I think mindset is only 25% of the personal mastery equation. I don't think mindset is everything, because that's just your psychology. But as human beings, we're more than our psychology. We are what I call the second interior empire of heart set, our emotionality. We feel. We feel joy. We feel anger. We feel gratitude. We feel shame. And it's not until you work through those heart set wounds where you're going to start to feel joy, feel gratitude, feel that, oh, I'm making money. You know, it's a good thing. You got to feel your client's pain. You got to feel your family's empathy. But it's not only mindset and heartset you want to dial in. And I go very deep into it in the book with tools. Mm-hmm. It's mindset, heartset, healthset. A lot of people are successful. They have no energy or vitality. So you want to learn how the pros escalate their health set so you play the long game. And number four, soul set. And, you know, you might say, well, Robin, my people are entrepreneurs, they're business people. You lost me on soul set. And I don't think you would, but soul set is actually so important, because soul set is simply rebuilding intimacy and connection with your inner warrior, your wisdom, your love, your access to humanity. You see, otherwise, if you don't do your heart set work, your life, your business will be run by the chattering voice of your ego, which is the voice of fear. You want to come from your soul set, which is the place of knowing and wisdom. And when you connect with that, you are playing a different game, my friends.
I love that. It's, we always say, okay, so in my office, we always say when we're talking to a client, I always tell them, peel the onion. Everybody always says, you know, oh, I don't want this, or I want this, or I had a bad day. You know what I mean? Or I don't have time. But keep asking more questions to get down to it. And it's kind of like the same thing that you're saying, is peel that onion. Like what deeper? Like, you might have these top layers, but when you really get under it, what really, that heart set thing is just huge. And being able to go more granular than just the surface.
Completely right. So let's give your people an example. So you have these people, let's say, you know, oh, I want to make more money this quarter. I want to get more clients this quarter. I want to get a new Ferrari this quarter. Okay. And because so many people are also on that path, and we have so many social media influencers encouraging that, you're right, Jason. We don't step back and say, why am I spending my days chasing these things? Because they might not be what I'm really chasing. Oh, let me do the hearts at work Robin's talking about. And then you might realize you were never enough for daddy, or you're never enough for mommy. You never got any praise. You're full of neglect, and you've got this hole inside of you, and you're medicating that hole with more versus doing the heart set work to fill the hole. So you walk out in the world and say, no, I'm very intentional. Here's what I want. So the four interior empires are absolutely a game changer. There's a lot of people, they say, well, we're suffering from what I call a comparison culture right now on social media. Well, that is likely because we have these emotional wounds within us. We're not locked into our own true power, so we're I hope this is making sense to you guys, but
100%.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're deriving power, and we're getting that dopamine fix to go to some of the neurobiology in the 5 a.m. club. We're getting the dopamine fix from the like versus filling our own interior lives with that sense of self-love, self-appreciation, strong identity. So we walk out in the world and we're an army of one. And even if people don't like us, we applaud ourselves. I mean, I did my 100th spin class the other day, and I'm not trying to say there's anything special about me. I'm trying to make a point here. So I got my 100th spin class, and I guess everyone was busy. Usually you get a card. I didn't get any card. I didn't, you know, get any external applause. You're going to go boo-hoo, Robin. We'll bring in our little our insurance dudes violins. But, you know, as I was in the dark finishing up my soul cycle, my class, what I realized is I believe it was a universal test and opportunity for me to build some self-applause. And that's exactly what the gift was, I believe. And that's exactly what the Hearts at Work is. And the 5 a.m. Club, you know, I go through the 20-20-20 formula that is seriously upgrading people's productivity and performance. If people want to go deeper, it's in the book. There's the 10 toxic tactics of daily genius. It's very much a manifesto for increasing your creativity and productivity in this age of incredible distraction and interruption. But it's also a very philosophical book. And it teaches you how to start to applaud yourself and how to start to fill those inner holes and how to start to build, you know, that warrior spirit that all of the great women and men of the world have. Like my heroes are the Mandelas, the Martin Luther King Juniors, the great women and men of the world, the pure leaders who go out there and lift up humanity. And I think ultimately, when we get to the last hour for last day, it's not going to be social media likes that are going to fill us with joy. It'll be service to our brothers and sisters on this tiny planet.
Yeah. Absolutely. You talk about how important that first hour of the day is. Like just getting set. Can you talk a little bit for the audience about that?
Oh, I'd love to. So I think I've talked to a lot of people, and I think there's some common things we are struggling with in the world right now. I think there's incredible volatility. There's incredible disruption. There's the commoditization of many industries. There is increasing client demands. There's increasing distraction and addiction to technology. And there's this increasing comparison culture, a few of the things. And I talk to a lot of people and they're saying, Robin, I don't have any more time for myself. Jason, just like you mentioned, Craig, you believe in it. You know, a lot of us just, we're running dry. Get up in the morning, we're checking emails, notifications, this, that. It's just like, it's a very messy lives. So I believe that, and I say this in the 5 a.m. Club, I say, tranquility is the new luxury. And I also use, you know, some people are around the world, like, I mean, the book is on fire and people are attributing quotes in the book to me. And it's, you know, it's the Spartan warrior said this: sweat more in training and you'll bleed less and more. I'm going to repeat it again because I think it's so important. Sweat more in training and you'll bleed less and more. And so you're right. 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. is what I call in the book the victory hour. And for anyone who is dismissing, oh, I can't rise at 5 a.m., well, if you recite your excuses long enough, you're going to hypnotize yourself to become believe they're true. The gift of genius is neuroplasticity, which simply means the gift of genius is our human brain's ability to adapt. People who want to be better boxers by training, they train. People who want to be better chess champions, train, you get there. People who want to rise at 5 a.m., according to the research of University College London, do it for 66 days in a row. And there's actually an entire model in the book showing you the science of habit installation, so you can't argue with it. But you'll do it for 66 days, and you'll wake up at 5 a.m. And then you do the 20-20-20 formula, which I'm happy to get into because it actually gives you a precise protocol of talk to the billionaires. Okay. And all of a sudden it's 6 a.m. You have optimized your cognition, your brain. You've optimized your energy. You've connected to your heart set. You're feeling full of glory and gratitude, and you've actually taken some time to do some learning. Now it's 6 o'clock. You trust me, you do this 10 days in a row, 20 days in a row, and you will dominate your domain, and you will start to completely rewire your performance, your happiness, your impact in your life. Yes, the first hour of the day is the mother of all habits.
Oh yeah. And it shouldn't be you just get up earlier so you can check your email and look on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually to be productive, whether it's go to the gym, to meditate, to do some yoga, to do something that's actually going to advance your soul, right?
Absolutely. It's getting up and working on the four interior empires mm-hmm. of mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. You're right. It's not about watching the news, scrolling, checking notifications, because you see, we have these assets as elite performers. And if all you do is run the assets, you'll erode the assets. The research, you know, and I have to give credit to the Energy Project, for example, they have found that the essence to elite performance is not more elite performance, it's alternating elite performance with deep recovery.
Mm.
And that's why resting, renewing, having fun is incredibly important. So what you do at 5 to 6 every day or 5 days a week, you know, some people say to me, Robin, I do shift work. I get home at 4. How can I do the 5 a.m. club? My reply, you can't sleep. some people say, do I have to do it 7 days a week? You know, I want to party on Friday night. And I go, so party on Friday night.
Yeah.
Do it 5 days a week. Why are you giving me your power? Take the book. It's got thousands of ideas in it. Use it to customize your own life. You know, we give people our power. But the larger point is it's 1 hour to, well, let's get into the 2020 formula if you want to.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically, here it is in the framework I teach in the book. I explain the neuroscience. I explain the rewards. And I explain precisely what to do. High level, 5 to 5:20. Move. Sweat. Go to a spin class. Do burpees. Run on a treadmill. What that will do is it'll release BDNF, which John Rady, a doctor at Harvard, called Miracle Grow for the brain, which is going to increase your processing. It's going to repair damaged brain cells, and it's actually going to promote neurogenesis. Get this, guys, which is increasing the number of brain cells. Sweating first thing in the morning is going to release dopamine, which is the inspirational neurotransmitter. You're going to feel on fire. It's going to release serotonin, which is going to make you feel happier. That's pretty valuable as you go through the day.
Yep.
Going to reduce cortisol, your fear hormone. I could go on and on. I'd simply say it's also going to increase your metabolic rate, which is going to give you less body fat, more energy. Now it's 5:20. Guess what? You're on fire. The way you feel when you wake up is not the way you'll feel after 20 minutes if you run the protocol in the 5 a.m. club. Now, second pocket of the 20-20-20 formula, 5:20 to 5:40. This is awesome. You reflect. You reflect. In a world where a lot of people are busy being busy, you'll take the time to do what I do. Maybe build out your... I know, I'm extreme. You build out your day, okay, with a cup of coffee while the rest of the world is asleep, or you pray. I believe in prayer. It helps me reconnect to my values and make sure I'm an instrument of service versus, you know, a selfish person. I try to work through my insecurities, the heart set work, 5:20 to 5:40 through journaling. I have my journal right here. I can talk about my frustrations or my insecurities. I can reconnect to the person I want to be. You know, how do you become a better human being? You work at it. So that's the reflection piece. You can meditate. You can do visualization, powerful. There's a lot of tools in the 5 a.m. club. Like I talk about journaling. I deconstruct it. I actually give you a template for an amazing day. It's all in the book. 5:40 to 6 o'clock. you're feeling fantastic now, wouldn't you? You've even hydrated, which is important to mitochondrial function. Okay, now it's 5:40 to 6 o'clock. What do? You grow. You learn. You can read the 5 a.m. Club. You can read Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. You can read Martin Luther King's autobiography. You can read the Prophet by Khalil Gibran. You can read the Bible. You can read the Quran. You can read the Torah. You can read the Gita. You can read any holy book. But you can read about psychology. You can watch a TED Talk. Now it's 6 o'clock. You're on fire. You do that five days a week, because I know you want to party on Friday night. So you do that for 30 days. Come on, look at the results. You're going to be on fire.
Love it. That's great. I love that you have a blueprint for people too, because a lot of people that want, they know they want to change, they know they want to do something, but where do you start? And how do you know where you start that you're doing the right stuff by trial and error? I mean, you just took out years of trial and error right there.
Take out the excuses.
Yep.
Here you go. Yeah.
It's philosophy without technology is an empty victory. So the 5 a.m. Club has my best philosophy. You know, it's like big picture. What's life about? What's a true leader? What's going on in the world? How should we live our lives? In my estimation, you need philosophy.
Mm-hmm. You know?
The great Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius, he said, you must be a philosopher. We have to be thoughtful. What is a great life? What's going on in the world? But philosophy without technology, or I'll make up a word because I like you guys, you know, tacticology, without tacticology, gives us no traction around our ambitions. And so the 5M Club has philosophy, then it has mental frameworks, the four traits of history makers, the 20-20-20 formula, the 10 rituals of daily genius, these frameworks that make it very, very clear, the habit installation protocol, because a lot of us, we need a model, and then we go, oh, I understand the philosophy because this makes sense. But then philosophy without frameworks still need the tactics. Like, what do I do this morning? Right? What do I do in that first hour? What do I do at 2 o'clock? There's something called the 10 tactics, which is that model. Mm-hmm. And one of them has revolutionized the lives of my top clients, and it's called the second wind workout. So at 5 o'clock, or you finish work at 6, if you guys believe, or your audience believes, that exercise is a game changer, and it is, then why would you only do one workout a day? And so what I'm going to do at 5 o'clock or 5:30 is I'm going to go for a nature walk, and I'm going to hydrate more, and I'll listen to some audiobooks or some podcasts. I'll get another hour of exercise. I will, you know, beat any tiredness, and then I'll be very present and loving and on my game with my family tonight on our family dinner. So the second wind workout is powerful. And, you know, I mean, there's so many tactics in the book, including the 2 massage protocol, but I think that we should keep that a surprise for your audience. Unless you want to talk about it.
It's so interesting. And these, all of these tactics will help you become so much more present when you turn off work, because you spoke to how important that is, right? To get, okay, it's off, and then pivot. And now you're with your family and it's time to be present. So many of us are here with our phone, we're with our wife, and everybody's on the phone. You look around a restaurant and you're not being present. And if you have your mind and your heart right and your health right, you can do that. You're not tapping your legs and looking at the thing. And I just, it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely, Craig. I think one of the greatest gifts we can give a human being, whether it's a client, to use the term of the insurance industry, whether it's a supplier, whether it's your child or wife or husband or a stranger on the street, one of the greatest gifts you can give another human being is the gift of the fullness of your attention. You know, presence is powerful. You go into, get on an airplane, and if the flight attendant doesn't look you in the eye and say, welcome, you know, they might lose a client. You get home at night and you're playing with your phone because you're addicted to likes, or, you know, watching bikini pictures. or Speedo pictures, whatever the case is.
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, neither did I, but anyway. But, yeah, I'm not saying that's what I'm doing in my free time. But you know, like all joking aside, like with family, I think our children and our partners, they really need us. They really need our presence. And I think I read an article and it said Steve Jobs never intended the iPhone to be used as it is. It was an article, I believe, in The Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And he said in the interview, they spoke to when he unveiled it, and he said, "Hey guys, this is an iPod that's also a great phone." And so I don't think the technology was intended. When I walk on the streets, I pretty much see everyone crossing on streets, walking. They've got this and they're looking at their phones. And I think, you know, especially with family, you've got a very short window before your children grow up and live lives of their own. And I think, you know, put your phone away. Like I teach these tools at my events, but you know, I call it in the 5 a.m. club, I call it the tight bubble of total focus. And I talk about the 5 great hours concept. All you need to do is 5 great hours of work in your day and then go mountain biking. Because most of us take a week of work to get 5 world-class hours in. Why don't you just get your 5 world-class hours in? And I teach you how to structure your ecosystem in the book so that you do monomaniacally focused work in those 5 great hours and then take your kids to an art gallery. But one tactic is when you get home, put your phone in a baggie. Okay, just to be super tactical. And then close the baggie. And then put the baggie in the trunk of your car. And then go into your home and be present with your family. And cook for them or laugh with them or make them, you know, just connect with people. And it's going to bring back so much harmony in your life. And it's going to help you make more money, be more productive. And it's going to help you be a better business person because our psychic pain is really what's costing us our fortune.
I love that. And I am a victim of that. Like, and I think most people are, but totally. I have 4 kids at home, a newborn up to 7 years old. And really, when I get home, it's so easy to, check emails or what you think is going to be a short period of time ends up being the night and you don't have those connections. And then you look back and, oh yeah, my daughter wanted me to do this and I didn't do it. And yeah, it's huge to be able to, I love that tactic. I'm totally using that.
Yeah, well, and Jason, you're very honest to say that, but just imagine at a subconscious level, we're talking about heart set. This is why it's not just mindset. At a subconscious level, imagine how the deeper, higher, wiser, most aware part of you is feeling, knowing that you're playing with your phone, with your family around. And guess what? We're all guilty of that. And guilty is the word, you know, because it builds this, what I call a field of hurt within us, this guilt, this shame, this anger. And we, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like mindset is, okay, go read the productivity books. And that's
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what about heart set? What about all that guilt, shame, anger, frustration that builds up? Isn't that the real block to elite performance? Isn't that the real block to intimacy? So we build a high performance team and a wonderful family. So heart set without mindset is a fool's game, I believe.
Yeah, I love that. That's true. There are a lot of consequences that people don't think about when doing this. They think about the consequences on the surface level. Oh, my job, my work, I got to check these emails. I got to respond to this. That's so surfacey. But what does that trickle down when you start responding to all that stuff into
what's that trade-off?
Life. Yeah. Huge.
Big trade-off.
Well, here's, if you want to go even deeper down the rabbit hole, you know, a lot of the 5 a.m. club is about owning your primal genius. I believe, this is just my opinion, when we are born into wisdom. We are born into this luminosity. We are intimate and connected with who we truly are. And then the world does start to take us away from that. And it makes us sheeple. It makes us a part of the herd because it wants us to fit in. And so what starts to happen? Potential unexpressed turns to pain. The more you betray what you need to really do in your life, the more you betray your gifts and your talents, the more you become busy being busy versus doing work that changes the world, you build up this field of hurt. It's all this unexpressed pain. And you're right. It does have a cost. Even at a physical level, what is disease? Dis-ease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. Isn't a lot of that comes from inflammation we're learning. Mm-hmm. Well, inflammation, I believe, comes from a lot of these toxic emotions. And if you don't learn how to process through guilt, shame, anger, frustration, it gets repressed in our subconscious. Carl Jung, the great psychologist, called it the shadow, the great unconscious. And I think most of us, we've got this repressed field of hurt, as I call it. And we wonder why we medicate ourselves with busy work and the phone and alcohol and worry and complaining. You see how deep this goes down the rabbit hole? And that's why the 5M Club method is a game changer. Because if we're just doing the mindset work and reading and getting it into a cognitive level, we're still repressing all that is. And so a quick idea is to heal a wound, you must feel a wound. And the more you start developing intimacy, and this is another conversation, the more you start learning how to feel your emotions, which is what society tells us not to do, especially as men, you actually heal the emotion. As you heal the wound, you start to build intimacy with your gifts and talents and your wisdom, and you start to trust instinct, and you become this superhero because that's who you truly are before, to use Neo's terms in the Matrix, the world pulled the wool over your eyes.
Love it. I mean, you are obviously following your passion. Thank God you got out of the law business, because I mean, honestly, this is the amount of value you've just brought everybody. It's just, I personally can't wait to re-listen. I can't wait to read the book. I know we're a little pressed on time right now, and I want to respect your time. And I know that you have other engagements. What else? Is there anything that we didn't ask, or anything else that you'd like to share? That
I would say one thing is a few final things. Very important. I think I know insurance professionals deal with this. And I think, you know, I do want to offer the point, which is elite performance without deep recovery leads to asset depletion or an empty well. There's a model in the 5M Club. It's this one. It's the twin cycles of elite performance. And what that model explains is this: the greatest performers alternate bursts of brilliant work with periods of rest, recovery, and enjoyment. So in the book, I talk about one of the tactics, the 60-10 method. Work for 60 minutes with total focus, no technology, real work versus fake work, and then go for a walk for 10 minutes. And then come back and do another sprint, and then take another 10 minutes. And this is a little disruptive. Every 3 months, take at least a week off, no phone, no technology, on a beach, in Rome, in Helsinki, in wherever, and go to art galleries, you know, and have fun. There's a concept I teach at my weekend events called the $1 million weekend strategy. In $1 million, you can download ideas that'll make you, some of my people have made 10, 20, 30 million dollars from it. It basically is this: put away your phone, spend 2 days taking care of yourself, going to art galleries, resting, getting massages, recovering. That is how you get out of your prefrontal cortex and into flow state, where you get the ideas that allow you to change the world. So make the time not only to be working, but to be resting and recovering and having fun. And I think the final thing I would say is towards the end of the 5 a.m. club, there are 11 letters that Mr. Riley, this billionaire tycoon, has written. And it's really the 11 letters on how to scale a fortune, but not only monetary fortunes, fortunes of joy, freedom, and peace. I call it JPF, joy, freedom, and joy, peace, and freedom. I think that's what we really want. And I just offer this reminder, which is life is really short. And I think ultimately life is about doing joyful work and finding joy in your days. It's about being creative and productive. The book obviously has a lot on that. But what is the point of us being great producers with empty hearts? Emerson said, well, without a rich heart, wealth is an ugly beggar. And it's not only joy, it's peace. You know, I mean, a peaceful life is so important. Mm-hmm. And it's not only joy and peace. I believe it's freedom. I've met ski instructors who have more freedom and better lives than billionaires because they're in their own lane and they're living on their terms. So I just wanted to offer the importance of let's get out of that comparison culture and that machine and hustle and grind culture. And let's get to a prosperous life and a high impact life and an artistic life and a creative life, but a soulful life where we also, you know, make time to love our family and remember, you know, we're part of a community here. Let's get away from all the selfishness that it's easy to fall into the trap of being a part of.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Love it.
Thank you, Robin. Robin Sharma, this has been an incredible 45 minutes. We really appreciate everything you've brought. The listeners can find you at your website, robinsharma.com. You have podcasts, the book, The 5 a.m. Club on Amazon. And then, I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
No, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, please.
No, unless I miss, I think, and then all the books. I mean, you have
everybody go out and get this book. That's it. That's the bottom line. Go and get it. It will change your life.
Yeah. Here's the cover. A lot of people are asking me, is it on an Audible? Because a lot of people are loving Audible books right now. So it is available as an audiobook on Audible.
Perfect.
Right, Craig, it's on Amazon. It's in most good bookstores around the world. And I do want to mention a portion of my royalties is going to help children suffering from leprosy, which is a huge cause for me. And there is a free 66-day video-based training program that comes with the book. No charge whatsoever. A world-class training program that you get via the app. And the link is at the end of the book. A lot of people are saying, where's the link? It's at the end of the book. And I just want to thank all the people who are reading it, who have made 5M Club. It's currently one of the best-selling in the books in the world right now. And it's incredibly humbling because I worked so hard and I really wanted to be an instrument of service to people. So thanks a lot for your time, guys. It's been super fun.
Thank you for your time. Such an honor.
So much gratitude. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. See you, Robin.
55% of insurance sales producers say that they have had little or no sales at training. Us agents focus on marketing to drive activity and often overlook the sales presentation. Improvements in mindset, shifting focus, rapport, needs diagnosis, value building, creating buy-in, and overcoming objections lead to drastically better closing numbers. The solution? Enroll your team in September Sales Summit offered by Agency Vault. We will even assess your team to see which of their sales steps need the most improvement. Head to agencyvault.com to sign up before it's full.
Hey, thanks for checking out the Insurance Dudes. Hey, please subscribe. We got some really great stuff coming out.